If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You know, I have this saying, and I'm sure a lot more people have this saying, or have heard of, never go back to what broke you. It's a reason why you escaped or ended the relationship in the first place. 9 times out of 10, if you go back, it will be worse, because usually the person manipulates you into coming back. They say all these sweet things. I'm sorry, I've changed. Now, how old is that? But if you are heartbroken, if you were devastated, if you pray to get out of that situation, please don't go back. It's a world of goodness waiting for you to grab it. Before I get into my story, I'm going to play this song, and hopefully it will resonate with you to prevent you from going back.
I'm glad you cheated on me. I'm glad you lied about where you be. Now my life is filled with thee. I'm so glad you cheated on me.
And if you get out of that situation and stay out, you will become stronger. I guarantee you.
I'm stronger than I was this time last year. I'm stronger, and I'll be getting more stronger, my dear. I'm stronger than your evil words to me. I'm stronger, and I'll be walking away happy.
So this story about this woman, she prayed to get out of her marriage. She suffered years of abuse, cheating, lies. She even suspected her husband was trying to poison her. Yes, you heard it right. Poison her. He would make her coffee, not every day, because he didn't want to seem suspicious, but he would make her coffee. Special coffee. But yeah. She noticed that it tastes sweeter than usual at times. They had mice in her house, and they had some arsenic poison to get rid of the mice. And she swore up and down he was putting arsenic in her coffee. She didn't have any proof. She just came to the conclusion, because whenever she would make the coffee, it wouldn't taste as bitter or sweet, however she explained it. Whenever he made it, it would have this little funny taste to it. So, She was going to go to the police, but she didn't have the evidence. And he told her, you're crazy. Why would I come back? Why would I stay here if I was going to poison you? Or, you know, he manipulated her again into thinking that she was crazy. So she finally got out of that relationship, prayed her way out. She let him back a year and a half later. After her begging and pleading, she finally let him back. One reason, because they had 4 kids together. The oldest one was 16 in high school. And they had 3 other boys. 3 boys and an older girl. So she decided it would be easier if he came back. You know, she didn't have to get a babysitter. You know, she didn't have to pay for everything on her own. And that was one of the selling points that allowed her to take him back. He said he would pay for everything. She can keep her money. I'm going to take care of you, baby, this time. I'm so sorry. I'm going to show you, prove to you how sorry I am that I messed up. So, she took him back a year and a half later. After 6 months, he stopped paying for everything. He quit his job. And he starts staying out all hours of the night. Wouldn't come home for a day or two. And when he came home, she would ask, where you been? None of your damn business. Mind your business. It's my life. I just came back because I needed somewhere to live. Fuck you. Fuck these kids. I don't care about none of y'all. And the next day he would apologize. I'm sorry. I was drunk. I went out to the bar. I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was saying. And she will always forgive him. Going back to when she thought he was poisoning her before she prayed her way out, he offered to make her coffee again. After he quit his job, he stopped paying all the bills. So when he came back, he didn't have this nice suggestion for her. He started making her coffee after, you know, she was pretty much fed up with him again. But this time, it tasted exactly like hers. So maybe she thought, maybe I was just crazy. Maybe I was just assuming things, you know, because she watched this show on Investigation Discovery called, Deadly Women, or, it was a show where women would kill their significant others, and they would have all these elaborate plans or plots of how to murder their husbands. So she thought maybe he's doing what these women are doing to their partners, to me. So she dismissed it and thought maybe just she was just making up stuff. So, after he got back in good with her, after he told her she wasn't shit, F you, F the kids, he just came back to have a place to stay. He apologized after that. and she thought everything was good. He got a part-time job working at this hardware store. That didn't last because he either called off every Friday, just about every Friday, or he called in sick on many Saturdays. So he kept that job for 6 weeks. He got fired because of his absenteeism. But he told his wife he was still working there. He needed some money to show that he was still working. So he start tricking. He start tricking. Yes, I said tricking. Yes. He would drive to the next town over, go to this seedy part downtown, and pick up men and women. He did this for a year and a half. His wife didn't suspect anything. So he was killing two birds with one stone. He was cheating and making money. Let me tell you how she found out. One day she woke up and she was really sick. Really sick. She thought it was the flu, COVID, or some weird strain going around. She kept going to work. You know, she was a nurse. Kept going to work. And then her coworker called her out. She was like, "Why are you at work when you're feeling this sick and you don't know what it is? You can be contaminating the patients." And her coworker told the charge nurse. The charge nurse made her get checked out before she came back to work. So a couple of days later, she had her doctor's appointment. Her doctor took all kinds of tests. Blood tests, STD, everything. Because they couldn't figure out why she was sick. Turned out she had HIV from her husband tricking, sleeping with men and women, and it was advanced stage HIV. She had it for some years. She don't know when she contracted it, but she knows it was from him because she was faithful all these years. 21 years they were together. She was faithful all them years. So she had to have gotten it from him. And when she confronted him, he called her a liar. He called her crazy. He accused her of sleeping around on him. And he taught on herself. He said, "Every time I sleep around, I use protection." Out of anger. She was like, "What? So you did give it to me because you just admitted that you slept around." He's like, "It's nothing. It's just physical." She was like, "Who is she? Who is she? Who's this bitch? Who is she?" He's like, "Nobody, nobody, nobody." He's like, "I'm going to bed." He went to bed. She waited till he was fast asleep. She got got in his phone. I don't know how she figured out the password, but she got in his phone. She said she was trying all different kind of combinations. The password was his youngest son's birthday. I don't know how she figured out that out before the phone locked. But she saw all these numbers, and beside the numbers were nicknames like Big Dick, Small Tits, Chocolate, Ugly Ass, Michelle, Marbro, Tim. It was all kind of names that would throw anybody off, like my bro, my sis, Tanya. But the names that threw her off was those, I don't want to say romantic, but those sexual names. So she happened to call Big Dick, and when she dialed the last number, well, she pushed pushed speed dial or something. As soon as the person answered the phone, he said, "When you want to meet, baby." She's like, "Who is this?" "Oh, ask your husband. Ask your husband." She hung up, called Small Tits, and it was a lady, and they talked civilized. The lady told her that she was one of his tricks. I mean, she was his, he was her client or something like that. However that goes. She confronted him, woke him up out of his sleep at 3:13 a.m., was fussing at him. She's like, "That's why you said it was not emotional, it was physical, because you summon yourself to these clients during the day and night when you're supposed to be at work." He was trapped. He didn't have nothing to say. He said, "You're right. I'm sorry. I just needed to make some money. I was fired." "Why were you fired?" "I kept calling off." "Why were you kept calling off?" He said, "Well, you know all the worst stuff, so I might as well tell you. I had a girlfriend on the side." "Well, I have a girlfriend on the side. I was calling off to spend time with her." She couldn't do nothing but walk off. So disgusted with herself for giving this loser another chance to come back. The second time around, it was 100 times worse. Not only was he a hooker, he gave her a disease she couldn't get rid of. That's why The saying is, never go back to what broke you in the first place. The second and third time around, it will be 50 to 100 times worse. Because they know that you would allow them to do anything to you if you forgive them in the first place for dogging you out the first time. She's like, what are we going to do about what you gave me? He still denied it. I didn't give that to you. I didn't give that shit to you. You out here sleeping around. She's like, okay, go get tested. If you have it, you gave it to me. She's like, I know you gave it to me because I don't sleep around. But to prove to you that you gave it to me, we're going to go to the doctor for you to get tested. She said, I'm going to call him tomorrow and make an appointment. He's like, okay, okay, just to prove you wrong, okay, okay. Don't you know, the day before they were supposed to go to the doctor, she came home from work, all his clothes, all his stuff was gone. He was nowhere to be found. He upped and left. He left her and their four kids. He left her to drown in the STD he gave her for life. Until this day, she hasn't heard from me. She called his cell phone. This is what she heard on the end. The person you are trying to reach, da-da-da-da-da, he changed his phone number. And he vanished. That's why you never go back to what broke you. Stay strong. And maintain your badass.